The payments for Boishas Pigam and the penalty for a girl who is seduced belong to the father. The same is with the payment for the pain that is paid by the Me'anis. If the parties began the case in Bezdin when the father was still alive, the payments belong to the father. If the father were to die before collecting the money, the payments go to the brothers, meaning the girl's brothers, the father's heirs. If the father died before the case began, the payments belong to the girl herself. If the case began before the girl became a begaris, the payments belong to the father. If he died before the payments were made, they go to his sons, the brothers. If the case didn't begin before she became a begaris, the payments go to the girl herself. Rav Shimon says that if the father died before collecting the payments, the money goes to the girl herself. With regard to a girl's earning and the things she finds, even if she did not receive the money before the father died, the payment goes to her brothers. Fidekhtimar, the Mishnah in the last paragraph already listed these payments and that they have to be made by the rapist or the seducer. So why does the Mishnah repeat them over here? The Mar says the Mishnah here is teaching that the payments are made to the father. Fidekhtimar, pshita is given to the father. A seducer wouldn't have to make any of these payments to the girl herself because she's a willing participant. Mar says the Mishnah wanted to bring the machlekes between Rabbanon and Rav Shimon. Fidekhtimar, the Mishnah says, if one claims that a person has violated his daughter and the accused denies it, and then the accuser demands that the accused swear, and the accused swears taka, and then later the accused admits to having violated the accused daughter, the accuser's daughter, so he has to pay the claim, he has to pay an additional fifth for swearing falsely, and he has to bring an asham, which also for swearing falsely. The fifth and the asham are brought when someone swears falsely regarding a monetary claim. The Shimon says he does not have to pay the fifth and the asham because the claim was regarding a penalty, and a person doesn't pay a penalty on his own admission. The Rabbanan said to him, the part of the claim which is for Boishas Pigam are not knasim, and therefore they are made on one's own admission. Abaye is Rabbi, according to Rav Shimon, if the accused first denied a claim and then admitted that he had done what was claimed, and had even brought, and even he says he was even brought to Bezdin and became obligated to pay the penalty, would Rav Shimon agree that at that point the obligation is considered to be mumminous and not a penalty, and therefore he would be chayiv of the fifth and the asham, or would he still be, it would still be considered a penalty, and he would say he would not bring the additional fifth and the asham? So Rabbi said at that point there would be money and he'd be chayiv of the additional fifth and the asham. Rav Shimon says in a braisa that if one swore in denial to a claim for a penalty and then later admits to being subject to a penalty, he's not obligated to bring the asham. Presumably this is even discussing when the admission happened after his having been in Bezdin and becoming obligated to the penalty. We see that it's not considered to be momentous even then. Where it says the Brice is discussing where they had not been in Bezdin. In fact, the beginning of the Brice is discussing where they really were in Bezdin, because it speaks of a person being chayiv of a penalty, which wouldn't happen based on a self-admission, so they had to have been in Bezdin. If so, presumably the later part of the Brice is also discussing where they were already in Bezdin. So how do we understand this? Where it says when a penalty obligation was established in Bezdin, Rav Shimon only considers it to be momentous in the sense that it would belong to the ears of the one who is to receive the penalty payment. However, he would say that it's not considered to be momentous in the sense of obligating the denier to a carbon for this denial. Our Mishnah says that Rav Shimon says if the father died before collecting payment, the payment goes to the girl herself. Now, if Rav Shimon holds that it's considered that momentous, it should go to the brothers, not the girl. Rava said, when Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Hashiva, he answered that the penalty for being violated is different than all other penalties, because the pasuk regarding the violator says, V'nosan la'avi hanara, which teaches that it does not become the father's until he actually receives it. However, with regard to other penalties, it does become his once it was obligated by Bezdin. In fact, if so, regarding the penalty given when an ox kills a slave, where the pasuk says v'yitin la'adoinov, we should also say over there l'chayer, that's only considered his once he receives it. Where it says the word v'nosan has the connotation it's not his until he receives it, like by the violator, but by the case of the eved, where it says yitin, that does not have that connotation. In fact, more in the Braisa, Rav Shimon says that the reason a penalty is treated different is based on the words of v'kichesh. However, based on what was now said, Rav Shimon is not saying it based on v'kichesh, he's saying it based on v'nosan. The Rav said v'kichesh needed for a case where the girl became a begaris before the penalty was paid, and she then died before collecting the payment. In that case, the father gets it as an inheritance from her. In this case, the word v'nosan does not apply, and therefore we need v'kichesh for that case. And although Rav Shimon refers to the obligations as penalties in the Braisa, he does so because they were initially penalties and were converted to mumminous status after the obligation was set in Bezdin. The Mishnah that was quoted earlier said that Rav Shimon said one is potter from bringing the asham for a denied penalty since one would be potter for a self-admission. This suggests that if Bezdin said in the obligation, he would be chayav of the asham. Where it says Rav Shimon was saying to Rabbanon that according to him there would be no carbon even if it was established in Bezdin. However, he said to them, you should at least agree that when it was not yet established in Bezdin, a penalty should not be able to create an oshon obligation because the self-admission would make him potter to pay the penalty. The rabbanon answered that the claims for boishas and begam are not penalties, and therefore they can create the oshon obligation. Rav Papa explained, the rabbanon hold that a person's principal claim is for the items that he knows he can get even with a self-admission. Rav Shimon holds that a person's principal claim will be for the item that has a set value, the 50 shkolim, and not the items that need to have a value to be set for them.